Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Wednesday, September 8th, 2020. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best in the business. Trust your teeth to nobody but the best. And Dr. Mike is it. 317-849-2933 is the number. Punch subscribe, hit like, ring the bell. Let's go. Let's talk about sports. First, the Colts, then we're going to talk about the Hoosiers. Hoosiers' schedule has been released. We're going to go through it game by game. Colts, news out of the Colts today, some pretty innocuous news at the start. That's who the captains are going to be. Offensive captains are going to be Carson Wentz, T.Y. Hilton, and Big Q, Quentin Nelson. Then the defensive captains are going to be DeForest Buckner and Darius Leonard. The special teams captain is going to be Zaire Franklin. No real surprises there. We knew pretty much, I thought maybe Ryan Kelly instead of Quentin Nelson, but Quentin Nelson is kind of that O-line guy. T.Y. Hilton is that receiver guy. And then Carson Wentz, obviously, if your quarterback's not a captain, you got a problem. I knew that the 2011 St. Louis Rams had a big problem when Sam Bradford wasn't a captain. Steven Jackson was. You got a running back who's a captain instead of a quarterback, you have a fundamental problem with your roster and its leadership. That doesn't exist with the Indianapolis Colts. So we know who the captains are going to be. What we found out subsequent to that is that Quentin Nelson has a back issue, so he was held out of practice today. Xavier Rhodes, he's got a bit of an issue too. Quentin Nelson is expected to play. Xavier Rhodes, that's a wholly different thing. Quentin, how are you doing? Yeah, we're ready for Sunday, brother. You kidding me? The NFL. I'm ready for tomorrow night. I know it's the Buccaneers and the Cowboys. It's out-of-market teams, but I'm still ready. Let's go. Xavier Rhodes not being available for the Colts, assuming that he's not available, is going to be a big deal because that will press into action likely Rocky Sin. And if Rocky Sin has to at any point go man-on-man with DK Metcalf, it ain't going to end well for the Indianapolis Colts. Now, Nelson being expected to play, that's a good thing. And Eric Fisher not being ruled out today. He was limited at practice today, but they're going to see. They're going to push him a little bit and see how his leg responds. You know, he had the surgically repaired Achilles tendon right after the AFC Championship game in which he played for the Chiefs. If he's good to go Sunday, that makes you feel better, not just about the offensive line of the Colts and that left tackle position and Carson Wentz's backside. It makes you feel pretty good about depth at the tackle position because Julian Davenport, while a substandard starter, is really one of the better depth pieces at tackle in the National Football League. So that's something to think about. We'll see. The Texans, they are trading Brandon Roby to the New Orleans Saints. He is a quarterback and likely, Neil, good afternoon to you. And likely the best cornerback that they have on their roster. But the Texans are in full-on rebuild mode which means maybe that they're looking at 2-15, something like that, and hoping for that number one overall draft pick in this upcoming NFL draft, in which case they will take the best quarterback available, because right now they've got Tyrod Taylor and they don't want Deshaun Watson within a country mile, a Texas mile of the stadium in Houston or that franchise, given all the sexual assault charges that have been levied against him, either in civil court or criminal court. So that's kind of where that stands. If that's the case, you'll have had the Jaguars, who sucked last year, all of a sudden they've got a new coach in Urban Meyer, and they've got a new quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. If the Texans go that same route and get the best quarterback available, the AFC South could go from being the laughingstock of the NFL to being a really, really good division in pretty short order. You look at the rankings, and I know these don't mean anything. CBS Sports, they rank everything, right? They've got the power rankings for quarterback. Carson Wentz, he's at 24. Trevor Lawrence is like 22. They grade Carson or Trevor Lawrence, a guy who hadn't taken a snap at quarterback in the NFL in his life in the regular season, ahead of a guy who was on track to win the most valuable player award in the NFL in 2017. Now, last year, Wentz wasn't very good. And Wentz has never finished a playoff game, right? The Eagles were in four playoff games with Carson Wentz on the roster. He missed the first three in 2017, a run through the Super Bowl for the Philadelphia Eagles. And then in 2019, he got them all the way through the regular season and then was injured about four plays into that initial playoff game in 2019, which was the only playoff game for the Eagles in 2019. So that's what you got in Carson Wentz, not getting a lot of national love, and for good reason. And CBS says that his ceiling is about 12th in the NFL, and if he gets there, the Colts will have made a good deal. All right, just tuned in. What's the bad news? That Quentin Nelson has a back. He was held out of practice today. So we'll see whether he's able to play on Sunday. Xavier Rhodes, they're not nearly as optimistic that he's going to play on Sunday. And that's bad news for the Colts. You've got to be able to defend the pass. You know, I read an interesting study today, and it was about how defenses are not biting on play-action passes anymore because nobody gives a damn whether you run or not. It just doesn't matter. The Kansas City Chiefs don't even try to defend the run. They don't even try. That's how focused they are on passing, the passing game. That's how important it is in the NFL. You got to be a good passing team. The Colts, they try to buck that trend and have a stout run offense and then kind of pepper in the passing offense. We'll see if that works on Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. Not one of the better run defenses in the NFL, but they still have Bobby Wagner. And Bobby Wagner is excellent against the run. So that's your news about the Indianapolis Colts. Now we've got news about Indiana basketball. The Big Ten released the college basketball schedule for its conference today, and that means we know all the regular season games that the Indiana Hoosiers are going to play in 2021-2022. And here is how they're going to go. You're welcome, JB. They play Eastern Michigan in the opener. That's at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. They're going to win that game. They're going to beat Northern Illinois 3 days later at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Then they're going to beat St. John's in the Gavitt games. That pits the Big Ten against the Big East. They drew, Indiana did, St. John's. They're going to win that game at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Then you've got Louisiana visiting. They're going to win that game. This is part of the Hoosier Classic, which you got to win, right? You don't schedule teams that could beat you in the Hoosier Classic. So Indiana with wins in that event against Louisiana, Jackson State, and Marshall. Then they got to go on the road to Syracuse in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. I think the Orangemen will win at Syracuse. This is, by the way, this is the most dire that I can be about Indiana basketball. I'm giving them no breaks whatsoever. Should have drafted a corner. That's always been our weakness. Here's the thing. We'll go back to the Colts for just 1 second. I get what you're saying. You need a cornerback. But here's what you do if you don't want to draft a cornerback. You draft edge rush guys who can put pressure on the quarterback. Because if you can get there with four, you can cover with seven. Even a mediocre seven, you can get decent coverage if you put pressure on the quarterback. If he gets more than 2.5 seconds to kind of mill around and read the defense and read coverages and pick a receiver, you know what? You got a problem, no matter who the corner is. So where you want to marshal your resources is toward pressure. So what Ballard did, he went out and got Kwity Paye, and he went out and got Dio Odangbo. If Odangbo winds up being healthy by game 6, game 7, game 8, and he can do some things, he can get some business done in terms of getting to the quarterback, and Kwity Paye winds up being as productive in the regular season as he was in the preseason, you got a chance to keep your quarterbacks from looking terrible. I remember the 85 Bears, right? We always go back to the 85 Bears. Mike Richardson was not a good cornerback in the NFL, but it didn't matter because you had Dan Hampton, the Fridge, right? The Colonel, Richard Dent, Mongo, Steve McMichael, Otis Wilson, Wilbur Marshall, and Mike Singletary. Those seven, a variety of those seven coming every single down, putting pressure on you. Nobody had more than 3 seconds to throw ever. And because of that, it didn't matter that you had Mike Richardson at one of the corners and Gary Fensick at one of the safeties. And at that point, Fensick was in his 30s and virtually immobile. It didn't matter because you had pressure coming every single passing down. If the Colts can do that, they're going to have to worry about their cornerbacks. I get your concern with Rock Hussein. All right. So now we start those two games, those two kind of wild card Big Ten games that they throw in early December. You've got a game at Simon Scott Assembly Hall against Nebraska and a game at Madison against Wisconsin. I have Indiana splitting those. I got them winning the game against Nebraska at Simon Scott Assembly Hall and losing the game at Wisconsin. And again, I am being just about as dour as I can in these selections. I don't want to elevate anybody's expectations beyond what's rational, including my own. All right. That said, after that, you've got Merrimack at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. That's a win. You can't lose to Merrimack. Crossroads Classic, I think it's a final version. Hoosiers playing against Notre Dame at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. That's going to be a win. Indiana gets the win against Notre Dame. On the 22nd of December, Northern Kentucky visits. That's a win. You got to beat Northern Kentucky, even though that's a quality basketball program. Then you've got UNC Asheville. I don't think Taco Fall is there anymore. The 7-8 Behemoth. So I'm really sad the Crossroads Classic's ending too. Crossroads Classic was such a wonderful celebration of college basketball in downtown Indy. Quartered, the arena was quartered for fans of all three teams or all four teams, and we just had a great time there. Everybody got along. There were no riots. There were no like ballyhoos out on the concourse. Everybody just enjoyed watching the games, and I think most people enjoyed watching the game that didn't involve their team. Like if Butler was playing Indiana, I think Purdue and Notre Dame fans really enjoyed watching Butler play Indiana, and vice versa. And it's ending. I hate that. It's all about money. Greed. Greed is not good. That's why it's one of the seven deadly sins. Gluttony, not good. Greed, not good. I think I'd put greed ahead of gluttony. You know what? I would rather eat a 32-ounce steak where I was like, oh, man, how am I going to finish this thing, than be a greedy guy. All right, now we go back to Big Ten play for Indiana. You've got a game on the road against Penn State. You cannot lose to Penn State. Penn State's not very good right now. So I got them beating Penn State despite the fact that it's in Happy Valley. Then they play Ohio State and Bloomington. Ohio State, I got them winning in Bloomington. I got them losing on the road at Ohio State. Then they play Minnesota at home. Minnesota's going to stink on ice. I got them beating Minnesota. Then they play at Iowa and at Nebraska. At Iowa's a loss because, let's face it, Iowa's got a bunch of 32-year-olds. It's like playing an industrial league team of guys who can flat play and know how to play. If you got guys in their like ninth year of eligibility, they're going to have an advantage just in terms of experience and knowledge of the game. And that's where Iowans. Those guys are old. When you've got AARP members on your roster, you know, when you've got guys that you, Fran McCaffrey, I think, was a senior when Jordan Bohannon, is that the guy with Iowa? When Bohannon was a freshman in high school, that's how old Bohannon is. I get confused with the Bohannons because I went to high school with a bunch of Bohannons. So God knows if I got the first name right. I got Sam Bohannon, who just died in New Albany, very, very sad. Bobby Bohannon, a lot of Bohannons running around the noodle. At any rate, then they play at Nebraska. Like I said, that's a win. You've got Purdue at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. That's a loss. I don't think Indiana can beat Purdue this year. Purdue is really, really good. I think Indiana's going to have a tough time winning either of their two games against that team. They've got a game at Simon Scott Assembly Hall against Michigan. I don't think they can beat Michigan. They might beat Michigan, but I've got them losing against Michigan for these purposes. Playing Penn State at home, they're going to win. At Maryland, that's a loss. Playing Illinois at Simon Scott Assembly Hall, W. Got to beat Illinois. Murph from the Union 76 commercials, we can't allow him to come into Simon Scott Assembly Hall and leave with a W. Can't do it. At Northwestern, you got to be able to beat Northwestern, for God's sake. At Michigan State, I got them losing. Against Wisconsin at home, that's a W. Told you about Ohio State at Columbus, that's going to be a loss. Maryland at home, a W. At Minnesota, even though it's in the barn, and it's hard to win in the barn, I got that as a win. Versus Rutgers, meaning it's in Bloomington, that I've got as a loss. We have a tough time with Rutgers. I don't know whether it's Steve Peichel or what it is, but that's a tough team for Indiana to beat. Then at Purdue, wrapping up the season, I got that as an L as well, that game at Mackey Arena. So in the Big Ten, Indiana 11-9, overall 21-11. They go to the NCAA tournament. That's the worst case scenario. Unless they have a spate of injuries, that is absolutely the worst they're going to do, is 21-11. Book it. I think they're going to win a few more games than that, but you know what? For these purposes, on September 8th, when we are, 2 months and a day from the opener against Eastern Michigan, I got Indiana winning 21. So there you go. Tomorrow morning, Breakfast with Kent. I cannot wait to talk to you then. I think Indiana's going to be good. You know what? Xavier Johnson is going to be good. Tamar Bates is going to be good. Trace Jackson Davis is going to be good. Those are going to be matchup problems for a lot of teams. We'll see what happens. Like I said, we got 2 months and a day to figure it out. Hoosier hysteria in just what? Not even 4 weeks. That's on October 2nd. I just can't wait. Love the lives. This is what we do. I like going live, too. Going live is way better than recording the damn thing. You know what? With recording, you try to get it done perfectly, and you're trying to ram. Like, this gives you enthusiasm, and I get to hear from you in real time. You get to make comments, ask questions. That's really fun. I enjoy it. One comment that I made on Twitter. News on Dial. Wouldn't that be nice? I would like that. Winning season and getting into March Madness is a plus. Beating Purdue would be a bonus. You beat Purdue, you're automatically into the NCAA tournament. As long as they get into the NCAAs, I'm good. Right? That would show progress. I think they've made progress. I think the recruiting is at a much higher level. They're going after guys and getting them that they wouldn't even have been in the game for. And it would have annoyed us the way they're going after guys. Right? Going after a guy in South Carolina and getting a commitment. Or if they get the commitment from the kid in South Carolina. That would have bothered me under Archie Miller or Tom Crean. But because it's Mike Woodson, I look the other way. You know what? That's fine. If you think that kid can play Indiana basketball, I'm all good with it. Russell Wilson's going to poop himself when Buckner breaks through the line, Russell says. You know what? We can only hope. You know, if there's pooping on Lucas Oil Stadium's field, I hope that it's done by the Seahawks. What do you think they'll scheme up for Jamal Adams? You can scheme all day long, but that guy can come from so many different directions. I don't think that it really matters. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to bring, like, Jack Doyle in motion to the side that he's on and have him then flip? I don't think you can scheme for him. I think you keep an eye on him. And you make sure somebody's putting a hat on a hat or he's going to raise all kinds of hell with you. Quick slant routes, that helps. Ken Adams cover, he is a sneaky good cover. He doesn't get a lot of pub for his covering because of the hell he raises in the offensive backfield, but he can cover a little bit. Tonight, Guns N' Roses down at Lucas Oil Stadium. How cool is that going to be? Weather's perfect for it. Oy, I like her chances against the Hawks, but it's week one. Thank God this game is in Indy instead of in Seattle, because when you play in Seattle, it is really hard to prepare to play in Seattle. Seattle's crowd is crazy loud. They are that place. I'm telling you, I've stood on the sidelines at Seattle. It used to be CenturyLink Field. Now it's called something else. That place shakes. It's awesome. You ever get a chance to go out to Seattle and see a Seahawks game, I highly recommend it. Anyway, Breakfast with Kent tomorrow. I can't wait to talk to you then. It was built to amplify noise. Pretty clever, aren't they?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.